This is Garland Robinson with Questions and Answers. Are all believers children of God? No, all believers are not children of God. In fact, there are scores of people who believe in Jesus but are not saved. To properly understand this question, as any Bible question, we need to rightly divide the word of truth, as we read in 2 Timothy 2 in verse 15. In the Bible, the word believe is used in two different ways or senses. It's used of those who believe in the sense that they have a mental acceptance of God and Jesus as His Son. And it's also used in the sense of those who not only believe, but act or work upon the basis of their belief. It's clear there are many today, just as there were in the Lord's time, who believe on Him, but do not obey His commandments. We read in John chapter 12, verse 42 and 43, "Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on Him, but because of the Pharisees they did not confess Him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God." James even describes demons who believe, but obviously do not obey. In James chapter 2 and verse 19 we read, "Thou believest that there is one God? Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble." No one would think the demons in hell will be saved. The Bible often uses the word believe as a figure of speech called a synecdoche, that is, where a part stands for the whole. That is, one thing is stated, but obviously includes much more. For example, in 1 Corinthians 1:21, we read, "It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe." This is not just an acknowledgement of Jesus, but a full obedience to His commands. It's a belief or faith that saves because it is an active or living faith. James records in James 2 and verse 20, "But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead?" And then in verse 26 we read, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." Children of God are only those believers who obey His commands. Jesus said, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" Jesus commanded faith in Him, John 8 and verse 24. He commanded repentance of sins in Luke 13, verse 3, again in verse 5. He commanded confession of faith in Him in Matthew chapter 10, verse 32 and 33. And He also commanded water baptism, immersion into water, Mark chapter 16 and verse 16, in order for one to become children of God. Those who have left out even one of these commandments are not true believers and therefore are not children of God. This has been Garland Robinson with Questions and Answers. Join us again.